neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The only korban that says korbanu la'Hashem is korban of the bird. And there's an interesting point here that slaughtering through somebody that is not a Kohen for Behemah is permitted. You know the story after Shemuel HaNavi and Eliyahu HaKohen. But off, it's only is done by the Kohen. Isn't that something? The bird that the Ani, the poor man brings, is only by Kohen. And also, the Melika that is taking place, as you know, with the nail, right? The back of the head of the bird. The blood is directly poured on the Mizbeach.
And that's by Kohen too?
Yes, but you don't use a vessel. But for the animal, you have to receive the blood in a vessel and then to be sprinkled to the Mizbeach. So now, the other beautiful point that Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh brings, he says, V'shisa oto b'chnafav lo yavdin. Alav says a very interesting thing. He says, Ashir, when he goes to Olamo after 120 years, so he had a lot of money, he did a lot of mitzvot, right? He bought a very mehudar, tefillin, talit, mezuzah. So Ani, what did he do? He didn't have money. Here, Alav says, what does it mean? Veshisa oto bichnafav, lo yavdin. What does it mean? Alav says, when the Ani goes up to Shamayim, the wings of the bird will cover him from embarrassment. So that's when he says, Veshisa oto bichnafav, lo yavdin. So that means the status that he lived through his life with pressure, stress, that creates such a wings, protection for him in Olam Elyon. Halav brings another Halav Abraham Palache, the son of Rabbeinu Chaim Palache. He says, there's a very interesting point that let's say if a behemah has a mum, has a blemish, can you bring it for Korban?
No.
No, you can't. How about the bird? How come everybody's quiet?
Yes.
You can't? Are you guessing?
Yes.
Why behemah you cannot bring, but the off can bring? Why? That's a halakha. Off?
Off you have, if it has a blemish, you could bring.
As long as it's not missing point, the missing part, yes. So Harav says a very interesting thing. Why behemah has a mum? What happens all of a sudden he has a mum?
Why does the behemah have a mum?
Now what happens all of a sudden he has a mum? Because he has machloret with other behemoth. They're fighting. Right? But the off is very interesting. They never fight. And you know, the Yonah, as you heard, the Yonah, if the spouse goes to Olamo for the rest of his life, stay single, because they never fight. So here, Ibn Sholam, what a beautiful halakha. His brother, that if he has a mom, he can bring it. Why? Because they're not bad machloret. They're not into fighting, you know, create divisions and problems for other people. And you see what a beautiful lesson it is, that we have to follow such a beautiful matter and powerful lesson that always, Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom is other Hashem.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.